Barrington Living History Farm. Visitors cross a short bridge, pass split rail fences, and step into a Texas farmstead of the 1850s. Hogs grunt, chickens scatter, and members of the staff dressed in period clothes perform farm chores and cooking demonstrations using implements and recipes true to the era. Barrington is the centerpiece of Washington-on-the-Brazos State Historic Site, 90 miles northwest of Houston. A $6 million facelift has expanded the 293-acre park as an interpretive site. A new visitor center and the Star of the Republic Museum include interactive displays about the birthplace of Texas at Washington-on-the-Brazos, the era of the Texas Republic from 1836 to 1846, and early Texas statehood. A replica of Independence Hall stands where the Texas Declaration of Independence from Mexico was signed in 1836. Barrington recreates the cotton plantation of Anson Jones, a physician and the last president of the Republic of Texas. It's named for his birthplace, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Replicas of a smokehouse, a separate kitchen, and slave quarters were constructed by hand with cypress logs. Jones' original wood frame residence was moved to the site, restored, and renovated. His meticulous notes provided guidance. Skilled slave laborers built the one-and-a-half-story residence in 1844. A covered porch runs along the facade. Brick fireplaces stand at either end. A central open-air hallway, called a dog trot, captures the breeze. This comfortable home, filled with period furnishings, contrasts with the rigors of farm life, yet both reflect the era when Washington was a thriving port on the Brazos River. Farm manager Bill Irwin.
So you not only have wonderful craftsmen here, you also have access to Eastern factories. You have access to whatever can be constructed and purchased in Europe, all right here in Washington, Texas, in 1850.